Move along then, Jody, to item number three, please.
Item number three is the mental health board member selection process.
Thank you. And I would like to invite Vice Chair Neubauer to address the item.
Okay. So, the process, as a result of the county executive choosing a new member for the board to replace Brenda Wesley, that me making that noise?
I think so.
I have nothing in the background making noises.
Yeah, no, well, go on.
Anyway, so I reviewed the process by which the county executive made his selection, and you know, it's been haphazard along the way how selections have been made for replacing people on the board, as far as timeliness, as far as procedurally and everything. And with this last selection, the procedure wasn't followed at all by the county executive. And
so, Mary, would you delineate for me what the procedure is that he should have followed?
Yeah, he was supposed to reach out to Joy Tapper, MC3, and the Mental Health Task Force for recommendations. And he didn't do that at all. And then when he was supposed to choose somebody that had mental health or substance use family experience and was affiliated to an agency, and from the review of the individual's resume, there's no reflection of that whatsoever.
Well, my understanding is he has mental health treatment as such. I mean, I asked that question about somebody else who was appointed to something and was told that that person had not wanted to disclose that and didn't have to do that.
Right, but when you're applying for a position where it clearly defines that that is the role and responsibility, it's not just that part. It says that the individual is to be affiliated and working for or affiliated with an agency, connected in, or working for an agency with mental health or substance use. There's no connection.
Maria, you're on mute.
Maria.
Thank you. Sorry. Is the word affiliated, because I don't have that language in front of me. Because to me, if I'm a person with mental health or substance use issues and I am in treatment and affiliated, I mean.
No, it's, wait, let me pull up 203 again. It's not affiliated. It's much stronger than that. It means it talks about you have to be working with an agency as an advocate for an agency. This isn't a position for lived experience. This is a position as an advocate. This is an advocate position.
So it is not evident in this applicant's resume, and that might be, so we simply don't know. Is that correct, Mary?
Right, and so I guess what I look at is if you apply for a position as a psychologist, you have to put that in that you're a psychologist. If you're applying for a position as a nurse, you have to disclose that information. Everybody else had to disclose whether they were a person with lived experience. Why would this individual be different than everybody else?
So yeah, I think that where I agree is it's not readily evident in the resume, right? And I also want to just agree that processes of selecting board members has not been ideal, right? I think we can agree not only on this candidate, but it hasn't been timely as we would want. And it has been a bit haphazardly. And what I was hoping for to come out of this meeting today, and I'm so glad we're talking about this, and this is where I thought, well, is this governance or, you know, but I mean, there is maybe a bit of an urgency to it, is what I'm hoping happens as an outcome of this is that we have a clearer pathway that we can make it less messy and much more streamlined and adherent to what 203 was intended to do. You know, that's just kind of my take on it right now. But I'm open to board discussion. I know that there's some discussion also in the chat.
Yeah, Madam Chair, committee members, I just wanted to point out that I put the specific language from the state statute in the text.
Yes.
It doesn't note anything about working for an organization, however, at least from my reading of it, but no, it does.
It does in the definition in paragraph 9.
Okay. Well, paragraph 9, I can just read it quickly. It says, an individual who is a consumer or family member representing community-based mental health service providers, the Milwaukee County Executive shall solicit suggestions from organizations, including the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership, the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force, and the Milwaukee Co-Occurring Competency Cadre for at least 4 consumers and family members representing community-based mental health service providers. So just so you have that.
That's representing community-based mental health service providers, and there's not one thing on the person's resume that indicates that he's affiliated with any community-based service mental health providers. So how can you fill that role if you don't know about community-based service mental health providers?
And it says or, not and. So that's important to note. An individual who is a consumer or family member representing community-based mental health services.
Right. Right.
It's hard for a consumer to represent a provider. Those seem to be... It's difficult to be both. It's difficult to be both a consumer and a provider.
Kathy, your mic.
I mean, unless you're a peer specialist working for an agency, that's the only way you could meet that criteria.
Or an advocate.
Or an advocate, like when Brenda worked for NAMI.
Madam Chair, board members, yes. I was going to say that too. As we know, like how when we had Mike Davis as a board member, that work doesn't have to be current. That's not what you have to be doing right this minute, but when it comes to our statutory descriptions, it's just the experience. So I didn't want you guys to get caught up in what a person is doing right this minute. It's just to ensure that they have that experience. So they don't have to be currently working in that specific area. And again, our example is Mike Davis. He was retired, but he was the provider. So it's all about...
So was Duncan.
Right. Exactly. So yes, you don't have to be... Because I just didn't want it to be out there where this person has to be doing this work right this minute. That's not the case. It can be past
I think that's a good,
or present.
That's a good point, too, because I was thinking about Rachel Foreman's retirement, and she was recently reappointed for another term. So it's, you know, my understanding, too, is that it's not necessarily active employment for her position, too. But this, you can see how this would come up in various, with the various seats.
Yes, I think that's accurate, Kate, the way Kate depicted it.
The bigger issue was that the procedure for appointment wasn't followed, and it's an ongoing issue with the procedure not being followed for appointment of positions, and we need to have the procedures followed on a regular basis, and what can we do for that to happen?
So, Mary, I love that you're honing in on maybe the bigger problem, right?
Yeah.
And we want to fix it moving forward. And it was suggested perhaps by you, and I am so on board with what you're saying right now. This really opens the door for a greater collaboration with the county exec's office, you know? And I think that we're open, right? I think that we just want to create a more clear pathway. So there's an opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity. We just have to define what opportunities are available to us and how might we fix it moving forward. Because you're right, up to now, it's been a bit haphazard and not procedurally or timely in its execution. So maybe the bigger discussion, which is the one I like, is, you know, what are we going to do moving forward? And getting this streamlined and tightened up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would find it hard to believe that David Crowley or Mary Jo had anything to do with this. That it's an administrative error.
Sure.
And you know, is this a case where? Say that. Sorry, Mary, you were going to object to my observation.
Yeah, wait till you're done speaking.
Oh, you know, is this an opportunity for the governance committee? I think we always imagine that the governance committee would assist in the identification of potential candidates. Is this a role that we want to offer to the county exec? You know, obviously, they're having a problem implementing the rule for whatever reason. We're probably closer to the rule than they are. Do they want to accept our assistance? And I know I'm saying the governance committee, but I guess I'm really saying Kate is probably going to be more diligent in execution than we've seen up to this point.
Mary? Mary, are you speaking? Or I think your mic is off.
No, I wasn't speaking.
I'm sorry. Okay. For some reason, I'm having a hard time viewing your face, but I think that the Mental Health Board and its composition, we as a board are uniquely equipped to make recommendations to the county exec's office. In fact, I've always viewed them as very receptive. You know, I am thinking about my own onboarding onto the board, and I'm thinking about some situations, you know, even subsequent to that. You know, I think that we are well equipped to make those recommendations. How and why that hasn't happened in an orderly way, I don't know that there's anything malicious. I just think things just kind of happen sometimes, and we just have to get back on the road. Let's get back on track with it.
Yeah, so in this case, I mean, I can imagine Kate actually sending out notices to those three groups giving them an opportunity to make recommendations, and that's forwarded to the county exec for him to decide, and we execute the letter of the law and let him and his staff worry about bigger and better things that are more pressing on the county government. I mean, do we want to offer that as an option?
I think that that's a really good option. So what you're saying, Tom, is for us to make that gesture, asking these organizations to put forth names.
Yeah.
And moving them to the county execs, you know, purview, if you will, and us fulfilling our obligation as a voting board, as a governing board.
And helping them stay out of trouble.
Sure. Yeah. And I wanted just to add an and there. There have been times when even I have been approached, hey, Maria, do you know anybody? You know, so, yeah, it's not always streamlined, right? Because I was just thinking about this the other day, you know, there are a couple of people that I think would be phenomenal for this board. But, you know, how does that work? How does that work? Am I out of line to put forth a name? That's not really how this is written, right?
Right. Yeah, the board doesn't self-populate.
Correct.
Other boards have nomination committees, and they actually go out and get people.
Yeah.
We can go out and get people, but we would have to refer them to the county board or to the county executive.
That recommendation was put forward by you, Madam Chair, for Amy Ridley Myers to the county executive's office, came back to us from the county executive office saying, this actually needs to go to the county board chairwoman, we've wrote a memo to her. She took the recommendation, sent it back to the county executive's office, and then the appointment came through. So there are, you know, these processes that need to take place. And I know Shanika Fitch will be at the board meeting. So maybe this is something that you might want to discuss with her too. I've been in frequent communication with her in order to get updates. I'd be happy to support whatever policy or collaborative type of strategy that you'd like to put forward. And I've been tracking, just trying to stay up on the turnovers, because there are, like I mentioned earlier, there are going to be more of you that are transitioning off. So timeliness of having the full composition of the board is essential.
Thank you. That's well put. Because it has been a bit of a ping pong ball, or the cart before the horse kind of thing.
So I would support what was suggested. I think that if we reached out to the people who are supposed to be consulted, that would remove the exec's office of that responsibility. And I think that they would probably welcome that.
So let me ask a question, getting back to Tom's comment about boards not auto-populating or self-populating. And I know that that's what we have to honor, but I have been asked, and I just wonder, is it an unreasonable ask, or is it just out of line with rules? You know, who else would be good consideration for the board? What to do in the event of that kind of inquiry? Would that be maybe routing it to any one of these organizations so that it comes from them?
I think it would depend upon what the vacant position is. I mean, when they were looking for a nurse, one of the people that had to be consulted was the Wisconsin Nurses Association. So I contacted the executive director and I said, do you have somebody in mind? She said, no. I said, well, would you write a letter for me to support me and send it? Well, sure, they'd be happy to do that. So I think that, you know, anything we can do to find competent people who actually want to work, we should do. I don't think it's out of line for you to suggest somebody. In fact, I think that's a great idea, because we're one step along the figuring out who they are.
Yeah, I just don't want to break any rules, you know?
No, the thing is this. We don't need an embarrassment or a legislative audit bureau investigation to find out that we've been acting for the past 10 years outside Act 203 and related legislation. You know, what you just said, there should be a paper trail and it should be in a file someplace that we honored the rule. Right. Now, it turns out you reached out, and they nominated you, and all of that is great. Is there a paper trail that confirms that we did that and observed the rule? So, you know, we're sloppy here. We're a little bit sloppy. I want to say possibly some of the staff over at the county exec's office is participating in that sloppiness. I think we have an opportunity here to, you know, bulletproof any audit on how members are appointed to this board. And we have a staff person now, Kate, that is probably going to, you know, clean up the record if we're, you know, if our assistance is welcomed.
And one of the things that's happening is I've informed the mental health task force that they need to start working on a succession plan for me. So they're looking at the steering committee as a whole and looking at adding people to the steering committee and looking at developing a steering committee member that would be a steering committee member and someone that would replace me on the mental health board. But I gave them fair warning that they need to work on a succession plan to replace me on the mental health board. So that's why I told them they need to work on a succession plan.
So, Maria, I think it makes sense for you to reach out to the county executive and tell them that we would like to be helpful. And this is one of the ways in which we could be helpful.
I'd be happy to do that. Kate, you and I are meeting tonight. We could talk a little bit about that too, the verbiage and whatnot, even though I can draft something. Mary, I would invite you if you'd like to add anything to that, because you're very good at extending your help. Extending your help wherever you can.
Okay. Thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome, and thank you for offering.
You're welcome.
It sounded more like a volunteering than an offering.
A stickler for words.
All righty. So thank you for the item, Mary. I'm glad we had good discussion. And just as a question, did that belong here, or was that more of a governance item?
I think that belongs here is the truth. I think that governance probably has a role in helping to approve or formalize a process. But in terms of this current issue, I think that belonged here.
Thank you. Others? Concur?
Yeah, I concur. I mean, I do think it's been sloppy to this point.
Yeah.
And we're not going to look good. You know, right now, I think, you know, there's a friendly relationship we have with the state and with the county exec's office, and that may not always be the case. Somebody can get a burr in their saddle and look for something, you know, to complain about, and we're exposed.
Yeah. Let's take advantage of a good relationship and do dot our I's and cross our T's.
Yeah.
Good. All right. I think that satisfies item number 3. Jody, would you like to move us to the next item?